She thought for several seconds. At last she replied with some hesitation.
I don't know exactly, but I think I could do it on 400 francs.
He grew slightly pale. Nevertheless, he said, Very well, I'll give you 400 francs. But try and get a really nice dress with the money. The day of the party drew near, and Mathilde seemed sad, uneasy, and anxious. Her dress was ready, however. One evening her husband said to her, What's the matter with you?
I'm utterly miserable at not having any jewels to wear,
she replied.
I would almost rather not go to the party.
How stupid you are, exclaimed her husband. Go and see your friend, Madame Forestier, and ask her to lend you some jewels. You know her quite well enough for that. She uttered a cry of delight.
That's true. I never thought of it.
The next day she went to see her friend and told her the trouble. Madame Forestier went to her dressing table and got out a superb diamond necklace. Mathilde's hands trembled as she lifted it. She fastened it round her neck and remained in ecstasy at sight of herself. She went away with her treasure. The day of the party arrived. Mathilde was a success. She was the prettiest woman present. She danced madly, with no thought for anything, in the triumph of her beauty, in the pride of her success, in a cloud of happiness. Mathilde and her husband left the party at about 4 o'clock in the morning. When they were out in the street, they could not find a cab. They walked for a distance, and at last found one of those old cabs which are only seen after dark. In their flat, she took off her coat to see herself before the mirror, but suddenly she uttered a cry. The necklace was no longer round her neck.